Rocking and rolling our way through a Tuesday. 402-951-1620. You can email the show, Nick at 1620thezone.com. Or, of course, you can hit me on Twitter, at Nick Baugh. So, just so people can kind of get an idea of what they're watching, starting with the NIT tonight with Creighton and then tomorrow with Nebraska, there are some, you know, it's the NIT's been kind of like the experimental ground for the NCAA to try some different rules. And there are a couple of different rules that will be in play tonight. First of all, the first rule is the three-point line is extended to 22 feet, 0.125 inches, which matches FIBA international rules. So the three-point lines move back a little bit. Listen, I don't think there's going to be any, I mean, if it was moved back to the college or the NBA three, yeah, it'd make a difference. But I don't think this is going to be a huge, massive difference. Certainly, you would go, this isn't a problem for Creighton. They're a team that can shoot it. They got range. And if anything, it may create more space, maybe. And then you would say the opposite would be true for Nebraska, where they're a team that doesn't shoot it great. So maybe teams don't get as extended. But again, I feel like in all reality, you're not going to be able to notice that very much at all. The next rule change. The free throw lane is widened to 16 feet, which, again, matches NBA rules. And where that makes a difference is maybe, 3 seconds in the lane. Sometimes where you're positioning yourself defensively with just kind of the different lines on the floor. Now, the difference in the NBA and college is you have illegal defense in the NBA. You know, like, on the help side, you can't sit in the lane for more than, 3 seconds, George? I think
yep,
it's three seconds.
And
you got to get out of the lane.
It's the worst rule in 2K.
I mean,
unreal.
But it's good because it, like,
yeah,
I mean,
good.
It's pretty much like, so teams can't just load up help. I mean, some ways it was like, you could say, like, in some ways I was like the Allen Iverson rule, you know, like no one could keep Iverson in front. They had multiple defenders. Well, you know, I mean, I've always kind of liked, I wish there would be illegal defense in college. I think that'd be great. But again,
it's game changing.
It's a game changer, dude. I mean, because the reality is you got to make a choice. Are you going to fully come to the other side of the lane and help?
Right.
Or are you going to stay on the, so like balls on the left wing. I'm guarding someone in the far right corner. Where you're taught in college rules and by college coaches, you're pretty much right in the middle of the floor, right? Like right in the middle of the lane. You're seeing both. I see my man in the corner. I see the guy in the wing. You can't sit there in the NBA. You either got to be all the way to the other side of the lane, closer to your man, or you got to be all the way on the other side of the lane, closer to the guy with the ball, where you're a long ways away now from your man. And what that does, it creates a predicament on the defense. You either got to stay attached to your man, which is going to create space for drives or post-ups, or you have to come over and help, which creates skip pass opportunities for threes and all that stuff. So I've always kind of liked illegal defense in the NBA. I don't see this really impacting either team in terms of Creighton and Nebraska. Now, the next two rules I think will impact things. The shot clock will reset to 20 seconds instead of a full 30 seconds on an offensive rebound. So, tonight, here comes Davion Mintz. Three on the way, no good. Offensive rebound, Martin Crumpel. It is to the shot clock would reset to 20, not 30.
And I know in the NBA they changed it to 14 instead of 24, which has changed the pace of things and then now the mindset as well, because now you don't have the full shot clock.
You can't, you know, so many teams, sometimes you see teams get an offensive rebound and just throw it out to the point guard and he kind of grabs it and holds it and waits and sets it up. You got to move a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And what this does is it just increases the amount of possessions, maybe by like a handful, but it's still what you would want if you're Creighton, and probably not what you want for Nebraska. Nebraska, because of their depth and the way they're built and all that, they want to limit the possessions. Creighton wants to increase the possessions. I don't think this will be a sizable thing, but I think it would be something that would help Creighton and maybe hurt Nebraska. And then the last rule, team fouls reset at the 10-minute mark of each half. So one-on-one free throws will be eliminated. I think that really hurts a team like Nebraska, because one of the things that Watson and Palmer, in particular Palmer, do so well is put pressure on you, get to the foul line, get easy points at the charity stripe. Well, now that might be hindered a little bit. I don't know what I think of that rule in general, but that's what you're – so just so you can get a mentally prepared for what you're going to watch tonight, that is what you're looking at. So, again, to lay it all back out, three-point line extended to 22.175 inches, which is the FIBA international rules. Free throw line widened to 16 feet, matches NBA rules. Shot clock will reset to 20 seconds after an offensive rebound instead of a full 30 seconds. One thing I wonder within that, if what if you take a shot under 20 seconds? I would still think it would just reset to 20. Like if I come down, if I come down one pass shot with 25 seconds on the shot clock and we get a rebound, I guess it's, I'd assume it just resets to 20 no matter what. And then team fouls reset at the 10-minute mark of each half, where one-on-one free throws will be eliminated. That's a bit. I mean, that one-on-one thing's kind of interesting. That one-on-one thing's kind of interesting. So there you go. You know, I think I actually don't mind that they've kind of used the NIT as like a experimental ground for some of the stuff.
It's perfect.
I think it's good. I mean, it's sometimes the only way you know is to like put it in a real game.
Right.
It's one of those things you can have a conference in the Hilton Marriott and room 214 and be like, all right, guys, let's, we think this is good or not. Like, you got to see it happen in a game and see what it looks like.
See how it affects the flow.
Because sometimes, we've seen this all the time in life and in sports, sometimes you think something's a good idea, then when you implement it, you're like, I don't like that at all. So, that's what's on deck. 402-951-1620. All right. Half hour away from Robin Washit, Thor Tripp, 1 hour from now. You can email me, Nick at 1620thezone.com. You can hit me on Twitter at Nick Baugh. Game time.